呀，因为疫情缘故，我们有好一阵子没见面了。
This is the second Sunday of 2021.
这是2021年的第二个主日。
Well, and at this moment, I wish all brothers and sisters a happy and healthy new year.
希望各位都是健康、平安、快乐。
But if we think when Paul, the Apostle Paul, come to or among us,
当保罗与我们同在的时候
，What did he say? What will he say to us in terms of greeting?
如果他与我们同在，你可以想象他给我们的祝贺语是什么呢
？Guessing from all the epistles that he has written to all the churches，
如果我们从他所有的写的一些书信中来看的话。
I think he will greet us with grace and peace.
我想他一定会以这个平安以及恩典来做这个做开场牌。
Because in every almost churches, grace and peace be among us.
Yeah, 因为在他所有的许多书信，他都是以平安与恩典来做开头的问候词。
Especially when we come to the year of 2021, we definitely need the peace and grace.
尤其是2021年，我们是特别的需要所谓的恩惠与平安。
But behind this peace and grace, what do we have to do in order to achieve this peace and grace?
但是要如何的能够得到这个平安，恩惠与平安呢？
In terms of grace, that's free of charge from God. It's free.
Yeah, 我们所谓的恩惠就所谓是免费的。
But we have to. But we still have to know what we have to be ready to receive the grace from God.
但是我们必须知道如何能够准备好，能够接受神的恩惠平安。
Okay.When we look back on 2020, can we have the next slide?
我们回顾一下2020年。
No, yes, this is the slide. I have to choose the word very carefully here.
Yeah, 我要必须要非常小心一点。
因为 I'm sorry. because throughout the 2020, there's a lot of incidents happened.
因为2020年发生了许多的事件。
During these incidents, a lot of news reports are reporting from their own stands.
Yeah, 这个报道这些事件，许多人是从他们自己的角度感官来报道的。
Many times when we say we are neutral, but in terms of when we hear about how you present or how you report the news, I know where you stand.
许多时候我们说我们是公正的报道，但是当我们看到新闻报道的时候，我们就知道，总是有一些他们主观的观念在里面。
Today, when we come before God, we are not talking about politics.
今天我们在神的面前，我们不谈政治。
We are not talking about where you stand.
也不知道，也不是谈论您的立场。
But as we've gone through this, we know we all have our own stand.
但是我们通过这些事件，我们都知道我们本身都有一些所谓的立场在的。
2020, starting from the early 2020, we have the social unrest from Hong Kong.
在2020年年初，什么所谓的香港的这个社会的动荡的事件
？And trade war between U.S. and China.
中美的贸易战。
Most obvious, we are still experiencing is the pandemic of the century.
当然，还在持续中的所谓的。世纪的疫情。
In almost the middle of 2020, in United States, we also experienced the racial crash and tensions.
然后2020年中的话，在美国，我们也经历了所谓的种族的冲突与这个张力。
And following this crash and tension, there's a lot of social unrest in many of the U.S. cities.
因为这种冲突以至于美国社会开始动荡不安。
Let's, let's not forget about around the world. There's also a lot of social unrest here and there.
也别忘了，全世界的各处角落也经历许多动荡与不安。
And the terrorist attack is still around the world, around the globe.
那我们知道这个恐怖分子的攻击还是存在的。
Of course, the most recent we know we are still experiencing is the phenomena from coming from the U.S. elections.
最近的新闻，大新闻就是美国大选带来的种种的事件现象。
You may say, "Hey, Pastor Ma, where your stand is?"
那您会问说，马牧师，那您你的立场是什么
？I told you I'm not talking about that.
我刚刚已经各位提到了，我不想谈政治。
But glancing through all these incidents, I come to one conclusion.
但是从这些新发生的事件中，我得到了一个结论。
The next slide, please.The world is sick.
那就是这个世界病了。
The world is sick is because of the virus?
我说这个世界病了是因为它有病毒吗？疫情吗？
We all think about the pandemic now, about the vaccines coming out, when this pandemic will die down, when this contracting rate will be plateau or even going down.
我们现在想的满脑子就是疫情，什么时候这个疫苗会出，会有呢？什么时候这个疫情能够慢慢的消失，慢慢的减少呢？甚至于消灭呢
？But actually, indeed, I think the world is sick is not because of the virus.
但是我真的要想说的，这所谓的这个世界病了，并不是因为这个疫情病毒。
When I prepare this.When I prepared the slide, I tried to find some picture from the internet.
当我在准备这个讲座的时候，我在这个网站上要找一些所谓的这个图片吧。
Pictures.
Pictures.
I find this one.
Yeah, 我找了这一张这个病毒。
But I also find another one.
我同时也找到另外一张照片。
The other one is there's a doctor trying to take care of the sick world like this.
同样的另外照片是这个医生正在想要照顾病人的一个照片。
And there's a lyric saying from said by the doctor saying the world is sick.
有一句话就说这个世界是病了。
Because inside the world there is human.
这个世界病了是因为这个世界上有我们人类的存在。
My conclusion is the world is sick not because of the virus, it's because there's human in this world.
那我的结论就是，我们这个世界病了，并不是因为这个病毒的原因，而是因为有我们人类在这世界上的存在。
Well, honestly, I'm not so concerned about the virus.
事实上，我对这个病情、疫情、病毒的事情，并不是太过的担心或者忧虑。
Not. I'm not taking it seriously. I'm taking it serious, but I'm not too concerned about the development of the situation.
并不是说我不关心，或是觉得认为这件事情不严重，但是而是我对这个事情的演变并不是那么的关心，那么的忧虑。
Because from the human's wisdom, we eventually we can conquer this virus, contain it, or even resolve the pandemic.
因为靠我们人类的这个智力，我们是可以控制它，甚至把它消除掉的。
It's only a matter of time.
就是时间的问题而已。这个病情是会过去的，被控制住的。
But during the whole pandemic, we can think.What does it hurt? Why did it hurt us?
但是在这个疫情中，我们可以想一想， 我们是为什么他我们为什么我们受到伤害
It's because we are hurt by people.
那是因为我们受到别人的伤害
But also, we are also hurting the other one.
但是我们也相对的也伤害到别人
Our most famous saying is that we offend the other one at the same time we are being offended too.
就是当我们是对不起别人时候，相对的我们也是对不起。当别人对不起我们时候，相对的我们也对不起别人。
And many times in this world, we only think about we are being hurt.
很多时候我们就是想到说我们自己受到了伤害。
But do we think we are also hurting the others?
那我们也相对的想想，我们有没有伤害到别人呢？
The world is sick is because inside the human is attacking or hurting each other.
这个世界是病的，是因为在这个世界中的人相互的伤害，彼此伤害。
Now back to the scripture that I'm going to share with you all today.
所以我们今天跟大家分享的经文是
2 Corinthians 5. Actually, I would like to read more from 17 to 21.
经文是从哥林多后书五章是我想从十七节就开始十七十八十九
I'm reading from ESV the word common version that the English church will use and the 17 therefore if anyone in Christ is a new creation the old has passed away behold the new has comeAll this from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us.We implore you on behalf of Christ, he reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, become the righteousness of God. Well, before we understand the passage, we have to know the textual background behind 2 Corinthians 5, 17 to 21.
好，你们自己可以参考一下《哥林多后书》五章十七到二十一节。我们先看一下这个经文的背景。
Well, when Paul wrote the Second Corinthians, he was in a very emotional mood.
当保罗写在后把哥林多后书的时候。他情绪是非常比较激动的。
But in fact, the purpose for 2 Corinthians is a letter of reconciliation.
但是事实上这个书信的主要目的是让大家能够恢复能够和好。
Even though when Paul using a lot of sarcastic language,
其实保罗的里面用了许多有一点讽刺性的字眼。
And well, he also facing a lot of attacks from the Corinthians.
然后他也受到很多由来自哥林多教会的攻击。
He is doing some self-defense on his apostleship.
他为了自己门徒的身份做了许多的是辩护。
But the ultimate purpose for Paul in writing this letter is reconciliation.
但是保罗最终极的目的还是为了让大家能够恢复和好。
Why is it? It's because from chapter 1 also, all the way to chapter 6, there are six themes that, that Paul is developing in climating to...The Ministry of Reconciliation.
我们看到从第一章到第六章所写的这些主题，就是逐步的推动到一个高潮，也就是我们今天读的 是高潮，就是和好，恢复和好之路。
And in chapter 7, and Paul already rejoiced for the repentance of the Corinthian church.
当我们看到第七章的时候，保罗就为了哥林多教会的悔改而快乐而高兴。
Now, therefore, we know that the purpose for the Second Corinthians is Paul wants to be reconciled, or Paul wants to be at peace with the Corinthians.
所以我们看保罗写这封书信，主要是要与这个哥林多教会能够和好。
And today's scripture is the climax of Paul's defense on in explaining his ministry on, or also his attitude towards his ministry.
所以他开始解释他的事工以及他对这个事工的一种态度。
And then next slide, please. And we trying to understand the very common golden verse that we also we usually recite is the 2 Corinthians 5:17.
所以我们看一下，仔细看一下第十七节，就若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人了，旧事已过，都变成新的了。我们来仔细的也查考一下。
This is a very common verse that we usually recite or quote when we doing evangelism.
所以我们大家传福音的时候，常常就拿这个经文出来。
But we forget to put this verse back into the textual context.
但是我们常常是就是有那么一点点断章取义吧。但是我们要看一下整个前后经文是怎么一回事。
We usually traditionally we understand this. When we are in Christ, we are new person. We are new creature.
所以我们常常在传福音说，哦，当我们信了主的话，我们就是新造的人了。
Our old self, that means our sinful self, will be passed away.
所以我们的旧事已过，我们这个有罪的旧人就已经过去了。
But when we look back in this verse, it starts with a word that didn't translate in Chinese.
但我们仔细看，它这就有一个字眼是没有被翻译过来，这中文是没有翻译到的。
But in English, there's a word that therefore.
那英文的话，就前面一句叫做 therefore， 就是所以。因为所以
and this therefore link with the previous verse or even previous verses that the idea is flowing from there.
所以因为所以我们知道前面的经文是跟它有关系的。
And if we time is so short, I didn't have enough time to explain it. And then I will go further here. In 17.If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, new creation.
在这里
and the old has passed away.
好，我们就大概来讲一下，都是新造的人，旧事已过。这里讲的新跟旧。
And the old in Greek, in the original language, it is not pointing to a quality.Sense it points to a temporal sense. Old.
在这个希腊文里，这里所用的“旧”这字眼，讲的是一种时间上的旧，就是
If you know English, there's a discipline called archaeology.
如果是英文的话 ，archaeology 哦，就是古老的东西的意思。
Archaeology is the Greek.It's the Greek word for all.
Okay, yeah. 所谓的我们叫 archaeology， 我们叫考古，这个字眼就是希腊文的这个旧。
And this old meaning in time, the old has already happened.
所以这个所谓的旧，就是在时间上来看的话，就是已经发生的事情，旧的发生的事情。
And also, it said, "Behold, the new has come." The new.
然后这里又提到旧事已过，都变成新的，讲的这个新。
The word new is in quality, in nature, meaning it's not the temporal new, it's in nature, in quality, it's new.
这里的新不是讲说一种新，时间上的新，而讲的是一种本质上的新。
Let me go straight forward to say what does it mean by old and new.
好，我再讲一下什么叫新，什么叫旧。
The old pointing to the cross, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the historical Jesus, that he has already accomplished the salvation on the cross through resurrection.
这里讲到的旧，就是基督耶稣他已经成就在十字架上成就了他这个救赎的工作，是这个旧已经发生了。
And it has already been done.
已经成就了。
But now, when it entrusted to us, it is a new ministry.
但是他现在就是把这个在交托给我们的时候，这是一个新的事工。
That's why it continued to 5:18 and 19, to talk about how this new and old explained it.
所以接着十八十九在讲解
这个新跟旧，
什么是新，什么是旧。
In verses 18 and 19, there are four participles and two adjectives.
所以在这里十八十九两，我们看到是有四个分词，两个形容词。
And it's so balanced, structure wise, it's so balanced.
所以这是一个平衡的一个对比的一个平行的东西。
In 18, in the first part of verse 18, it used a past tense to describe the first participle, but also the present tense in 19, it is in present tense.
所以我们看到十八句的上半句的和好是过去式，我们看到十九节的上半句的和好是现在式。
And also this within these two verses, they four mention four times about reconciliation or reconcile.
对，四次提到所谓的和好。
In 18, is that all this from God, who through Christ.And gave us the ministry of the reconciliation, past tense.
所以这里一切都是出于神，他借着耶稣使我们与他和好。这里是过去式。
And in 19, that is in Christ, God was reconciliating the world to himself, not counting their transgressions against them.
十九节讲到这就
entrusting to us the message of reconciliation.
十九节讲到这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，这里是现在式，不将他们的过犯归到他们的身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。
In fact, when we understand it is because when Jesus died on the cross,and rose again 3 days later, and this is a historical event. It happened.
So, 当耶稣死在十字架上三天后复活，这是已经成就的，是一个成就的，已经过去的一件事件。
God has already done with this historical salvation event.
所以神已经完成了这个救赎的这个工作。
But in continuing this process of reconciliation,
但是他继续的做一个这个和好的工作。
He gave us and entrusting us the ministry of reconciliation.
所以他把这个使人和好的这个事工交托给我们。
Next slide, please. Then when we talk about reconciliation.
所以我们谈到这个所谓的和好的事情。
Many times we, what do you think, what have you have in mind?
所以当你讲到和好的事情，您是有什么样的看法呢？
When this year I will talk about the whole year, I declare it as a year of reconciliation.
所以讲到这2021年，我把它定名为这个复合之年。
But when you talk about reconcile, what do you think about in your mind?
但是当你提到所谓的复合和好，您是怎么，您心里是怎么想的呢？
The first you may say, yeah, 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 I have to defend myself.
然后我们第一件事就想到，哦，我要先为自己辩护。
In defending myself, what is your purpose? What is your goal?
当你在想要为自己辩护的时候，您的目的是什么呢？
Are you really having the goal of reconciliation in mind in defending yourself just like Paul?
当您在为自己辩护的时候，您是否像保罗一样，你的最终的目标是和好呢？
Or when you're defending yourself, you're thinking about to come in peace and to reconcile with people.
当你辩为自己辩护的时候，您的想法是最后是能够与人和好吗？
And if you have this goal in mind, I think you will use a better language in defending yourself.
当您的最终的目的是与人和好的话，我想您的讲法用的字眼就会非常的平和，会比较好的字眼。
You won't use some kind of language trying to offend the other to escalate the situation so that I can reconcile with you because you're wrong, I am right.
你不会说用一些比较刺激对方的字眼来证明说哦，都是你的错，我是对的，你是错的。以这种方法来达到所谓的和好吗？
When Paul trying to start this reconciliation process with the Corinthians, he start with the reconciliation in Christ.
所以当保罗要达到这个哥林多教会能够和好的目的的时候，他是以基督耶稣的受死，基督耶稣的复活来开始的。
Remember these things.When we want to start the reconciliation in Christ, you have to know you are a sinner.
所以当我们在想要在基督里面与别人和好复合的时候，你必须要想到自己是一个罪人。
When we trying to reconcile with people, we have to reconcile with God first.
当我们要想和别人和好，我们必须要先跟神和好。
But when we talk about reconciliation, we always thought about in a judicial sense.
当我们讲到和好，我们通常想的第一个想的就是说所谓谁是对的，谁是错的，一种法律上、法庭上的这个是意义。
But when we talk about interrelationship or the relational sense with others, I would say the process of reconciliation is like this.
所以当我们想到人际关系的一种恢复的时候，我们这个所谓一个过程，我想应该就是这样一个过程。
This is the former ethic professor of Fuller Theological Seminary. He said this.
这是一个富勒神学院的一个教授，他是这样说的。
He has written a book very famous for Forgive and Forget.
他写了一本很著名的书，就是原谅。
He said the process of reconciliation is to start with we are hurt. You have to acknowledge we are hurt. We hurt.
Okay, 和好的一个过程，第一个你就是说我受到伤害了，你必须要承认有人受到伤害。
You are hurt.You have to acknowledge you are hurt, and you are hate, and then you seek for healing, and then you come together with each other.
所以第一个你就要就承认自己我的确是受到伤害的，我的确心存怨恨，然后你才能够得到的恢复，才能得到治疗，然后你才能够与别人和好。
That's why when we are reconciled with God, we have the first step. We say, "Yeah, God, we are hurting each other."
所以，当我们要想要与神和好的时候，我们第一要承认就是，神啊，的确我们是彼此在伤害彼此。
When we seeking healing, it's so interesting. There's one theological concept is, God put a faculty of reconciliation inside us.
So, 当我们在这个受伤的时候，我们有一个很有趣的神现象，就是神把我们这个恢复的本能
and this
放在我们心里。
This is what I understanding. What I understanding here in this passage, 2 Corinthians 5, God give us and entrust us the ministry of reconciliation.
说神给交托一个让与人和好的一个本能在这里。
In Christ, we not only acknowledge that we are sinner.
在主耶稣里，我不但承认自己是一个罪人。
When we say we are sinner, we have to acknowledge there's a high possibility that I am wrong.
当我们承认我们圣人的罪人的时候，我们必须要承认我们一个非常有可能的。可能度非常大的就是我们是错的。
And in this kind of sense that we seek out to have the healing.
这样我们才能够去这个寻求这个恢复。
And in Christ, the ministry of reconciliation is demonstrated.
所以在耶稣基督里面就非常好的示范了这个和好的一个最好的一个模式。
When I say that, I'm not saying Christ is a sinner.
我当然讲不是说耶稣基督是个罪人。
But in terms of process of reconciliation, when we healing each other, you have to pay the price.
所以当我们想要彼此和好，彼此想要得到治愈的时候，我们必须要付下本钱的，必须付代价的。
Christ paid the price in order to have human and God to be reconciled.
耶稣基督付了很大的代价，让我们能够与神和好。
Therefore, reconciliation starts from in Christ.
所以这个恢复之道是始于耶稣基督里。
And next slide, reconciliation also starts with entrusting.
另外下面一个
Many times we think about when it's salvation, our grace.
当我们讲到我们恩典的时候
We always think about ourselves, our own self. We don't think about the others.
我们就讲到说哦，我们自己本身，我们很少想到别人。
If we are talking
I'm sorry, can't hear that.
Yeah, if we are talking about reconciliation.
如果我们谈到所谓的和好
we have to know God also entrusts the ministry of reconciliation to us.
我们要想到就是我们同样的神也把这个恢复和好的事职分交托给我们。
And in verse 18, God gave us the ministry of reconciliation.
So, 就神把这个职分与人和好的职分是交托给我们的。
And in 19, entrust to us the message of reconciliation.
所以在十八节交托给我们这个职分，十九节交托给我们这个和好的道理。
You know, this service of reconciliation.It can be referred back to 2 Corinthians 3:6. Our ministry is also being the servant of new covenant.
是讲到这个和好的道理，我们可以再回去看一下第三章第六节，讲到新的执事，提到这新的执事就是一个仆人。
Yes, and this is a service of a slave.
这里讲这个仆人是用的字眼是所谓的奴隶这个字眼。
When we are doing the reconciliation, we are doing the will of our master as a slave, as a servant to do the reconciliation ministry.
所以当我们讲到这个所谓的和好的事工的时候，我们的身份是一个仆人，一个奴隶，要做主人所嘱咐的事情。
If our Lord God doesn't count the cosmos transgressions,
如果我们的神不计算人所犯的过错，
and this is not only human. When we talk about when God in 19 not counting their transgressions against them in 19.
这十九节讲到说不将他们过错归到他们身上。
And in the first part of 19 is, that is cry was reconciliation. In English, that's very good. They translate the word, the world to himself.
这里英文的翻译这里的他们讲的是世界，全世界，全宇宙。
It is not only the human.
不只是说讲到人类而已。
It's,God is reconciliation to whole creations. That's the word cosmos want to.
这里英文讲到 cosmos 就是所有的被创造物。
And also God is also entrusting the word of reconciliation.
所以同样的交付了这个交和好的这个道给我们。
In 19, it translates.Play the message, and in the original language in Greek, it is called the word of reconciliation.
So, in 希腊文原文是讲到就是这个和好的话语，也就是神的道理。
And that's why when we are talking about our ministry,
当我们讲到我们的事工的时候
do you know our ministry is a ministry of reconciliation?
您知道我们的侍奉，我们的职分就是要与人和好的职分吗？
And then God is also entrusting us His word of reconciliation.
所以不但是把这个职分交托给我们，并且他把这个这个道理交托给我们。
What do we say now today?
你今天所想的
What's the language that you are using? We have to be careful about our word when we are we're sharing. Our language, our word is a word.
Okay,
our word, is it the word of reconciliation?
我们讲的话是与人和使人和好的话语呢
is kind of attacking each other.
还是相互的攻击的话语呢?
And then when we talk about, and then that's why reconciliation also and start with what we are in trust from God.
所以和好就是从神交托给我什么事工执事开始。
And then we go further to,The 20 and 21st. Next slide, please.
我们看到第二十跟二十一节。
Reconciliation also starts from the church.
所以复合和好之路也是从教会开始的。
And in verse 20, Paul is in giving out an invitation of reconciliation.
所以在第二十节，保罗就是做出一个。请大家和好的一种邀请。
You can see in verse 20, there's also the conjunction therefore coming up.
我们看到二十节开始就来这个所以这个字眼。
If we are entrust, God has already entrust the word of reconciliation, the ministry of reconciliation. That's why Paul is giving out.The invitation.
所以就前面已经强调神的托付，神对我们执事的托付，以及话语的托付。所以二十节就开始讲到保罗邀请大家。
And then in verse 21, it's very interesting.
21节很有意思。
In verse 21, for our sake, he make him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为上帝的义。
In Greek, when we talk about here in the later part, so that in him we, plural.
这里我们是复数的，这个希腊语中。
And in him we, plural, become the righteousness, singular, of God.
这里讲到我们是复数，但我们提到这个义的时候，讲的是一个单数的义，成为神的义是一个单数。
So when we think about this, it's because we reconcile with God and we reconcile with each other, and this show the world this is the righteousness of God, not us.
所以当我们与人和好的时候，我们所显现出来这个义是一个单数的，指的是神的义，不是我们的义。
We're always talking about sharing the gospel of reconciliation with the non-believer.
我们常常听说与未信主的人分享神的和好之道。
But how about when the non-believer look at the church, you are fighting with each other. You don't have the reconciliation among you. How can I believe your word of reconciliation?
所以当我们跟人家讲到神的这个和好之道的之路的这个信息的时候，这个还未信主的人会说，那你们教会里这么多的纷争，怎么能够彰显出神的义呢？神的和好之道。
What the world need now today is reconciliation, peace.
今天这个世界需要的就是恢复和好平安。
But where and how can we get it?
这个要从哪里来呢？
If we say our gospel is the gospel of reconciliation,
如果跟人家谈到说我们的福音是让人和好的福音，
What has happened in the church?
那教会的这些事情又是怎么回事呢？
It's still fighting, crashing, tension, reconcile, even though we have different opinion.
是继续不断就争分呢，还是我们即使是完全不能完全同意，但是我们仍然能够有和好的关系呢？
The next slide. That's why I declare this year is a year of reconciliation.
因此，我就想把2020年命名为复合之年。
Indeed, this is the first sermon of my sermons in 2021. I would like to use as an introduction to the sermons that I'll be going to preach anywhere.
这是我2020年第一篇的讲道，我也想把这个题目定为我2020年的讲道的这个题目。
Year of reconciliation, we have to do this four parts.
想要有这个恢复跟和好的话，必须要做这四样事情。
Just like I have been shared with this, with you all, I just come up with a conclusion to summarize it to you all.
所以我就想跟大家分享这四件事情来做一个结论。
Reconciliation through connection to God.
透过与神连接来和好恢复。
Not until we reconcile with God that we can reconcile with people.
只有通过与神的和好，我们才能够与别人和好。
Why? When we were connected with God, we also reconciliation comes through the growth in Christ.
所以当我们与神连接的时候，我们这个透过这个属灵的成长，就能够与人和好。
Can you think about something when you grow up, when you look back and in your childhood years? There's something that you have conflict, you have argument with your childhood friends, and then you say, oh, that's so childish. When you grow up, you can see. Go ahead.
所以当你回想你童年所做那些幼稚的争论的时候，你就觉得说，哎呀，很好笑。那是因为你现在已经成长了，你长大了，成熟了。
Therefore, reconciliation through your growth in Christ, you have to grow.
所以透过与神的连接，你必须要成长，你必须要成熟。
And also, you are entrusted by God the servanthood ministry.
同样的，神也交托你一个事工，就是一个仆人的侍奉。
When you serve, you are not serving to hurt people.
当你在服侍的时候，你不是为了就伤害别人而去服侍的。
Many times we are focusing on I'm serving, I have to achieve the goal, but people along the way are hurt.
有时候我们当侍奉的时候觉得说我一定要完成这个使命，一定要，但是当你在完成的时候，你许多人而因此受到的伤害。
No, that's not your goal. The goal, the goal of your servant ministry is reconciliation.
所以你这个侍奉的这个最终的目标不是这个，而是要与人保持一个和好的关系。
And also, as a church, we have to go and sharing the gospel because this is a reconciliation, a word of reconciliation.
同样的，传播福音也是一个恢复的一个和好恢复的一个使命。
Hopefully, this year we can go strike these 4 points and grow together.
希望今年我们能够完成这四样的指标，然后能够
And I also invite brothers and sisters to participate in this ministry of reconciliation.
也希望各位弟兄姐妹能够一起，在这个事工上，所谓的恢复和好的事工上一起同工。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you. You send your only Son, Jesus Christ, to us.
您让主耶稣基督，您的独生子降生在我们中间。
Not only establish the reconciliation,
不但让我们能够恢复，能够和好。
But also entrusting to us, gave us the ministry of reconciliation.
但是也交托给我们这个使命，就是要与人和好的一个使命。
But Father, we know that it is a long way to go for our church.
主啊，我们知道我们教会还有许多进步的这个空间，还有许多路要走。
It is by your, we all believe that it is by your we can achieve your goal for reconciliation.
我们也相信，如果我们不能完成这个使命的话
，It is by your grace that we can achieve it.
如果我们不能完成的话
，Father, we thank you because you are the gracious God.
主，我们感谢你是一个恩典的主。
And also, you are a God of reconciliation.
你也是一个恢复复合之主。
We entrust ourselves to you.
我们把我们自己交托在您的手中。
And you also entrust the ministry of reconciliation to us.
你也把这个和平之道、恢复之道交托给我们。
We thank you. We look forward for the development of 2021.
也十分的迫切的期待2020年。